This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason Martin Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315 with his Seahawks swag.
Seahawks swag today.
That's right.
Seahawks swag. Shout out to my boy Josh, from scout for the Seahawks, who hooked me up with some nice gear.
How about Michael Bennett on the Breakfast Club saying that, yo, we pump future. We like future music. I'm sorry, Russ. No disrespect, but we going to play this future.
Well, at least he supports his quarterback.
Absolutely. Michael Bennett is one of the realest, most level-headed guys in the NFL. If you ever get a chance to catch him on an interview and stuff, he'll say some off-the-wall stuff.
Him and his brother.
But the man is real about his thing. Can't be mad about
it. Well, he sticks to his, unlike Colin Kaepernick, he sticks to his beliefs. I just, you know, so you can't be mad at him and Martellus. So, I mean, I get it. It's definitely a fun franchise to watch, that's for sure. We got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to look at the NBA mock draft, because next week is the draft, next Thursday. We're going to look at the odds for next season. We got our Sunshine Players of the Week. But first, I do have a jam. I don't know if you guys probably have a jam. We might as well get our last jams in, because we'll be out of jams for a while.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to have to go to Deep Balls or something. Or Big Flies. The Big Fly of the Week.
No, you didn't say that, did you?
Deep Balls?
Deep Balls?
Deep Balls?
We're not going Deep Balls.
You don't want the Deep Balls of Fire? Everybody get up. It's time to slam now.
We got a real jam going down. Welcome. Shut up and jam. Do you want me to shoot it? No! Slam! Slam!
BSS Carolina's Dunks of the Week.
All right. We're definitely not calling it Deep Balls.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, we'll
we'll call it
balls.
The Big Fly.
No, we'll do
the Hard Chicks.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Chicks, yeah, chicks, that's a good one.
So we'll go with that or something. All right. I have a jam. LeBron throwing the ball off the backboard and jamming it.
Oh, in Game 4.
Game 4.
They were feeling it, man.
Yeah.
Everything
was just going right for them.
LeBron dunking on Kevin Durant and with the foul, the non-call foul.
Yeah, that was a foul.
That was a foul.
That's game one.
Clearly was a foul.
Do y'all have any other jams?
Those were the best ones. And Andre Iguodala, the three or four dunks he had in that game, that guy, the one he took off from near the free throw line. Yeah. I was like, oh, snap. Somebody's feeling good. Their legs are really sprawled tonight.
Yeah, he's still got a little something, man.
No, he's got.
They got to keep him. They got to keep him and Livingston at least. Those two at least.
At least
Livingston,
for one more
year. Livingston, I think you could let go, but on Iggy, you got to keep him.
But I think there'll probably be casualties of both, unless those guys are willing to take pay cuts to
Iggy,
stick around to win.
Sean's just a matchup problem when he gets in the game, though, man.
Sean Livingston can command more money if he leaves. He's only making $5 million a season. He can go anywhere, make 10, double, maybe even 15, because he could start for a lot of these teams. Iguodala is the same thing. Iguodala leave, he could probably go make more money.
Actually, I don't know if he could. I don't know if Livingston could start for another team.
I don't know either.
Because you remember, look at all these
bad teams in this league.
You remember a team that he started for in Charlotte?
But I remember
– he started for Bobcats.
I remember he was good in Brooklyn before he came to – Golden State. He could play. He could be a starter for a bad team and make more money.
Iggy was a all star. at one point when he was in Philly. So I think he could go somewhere else. Sean Livingston is in the perfect situation where he never needs to leave.
Right, right.
I mean, because he's been a starter in other areas, and he has not been as good, as effective. That maybe that's a better statement.
He could go to San Antonio.
Be a backup. I could see he would have to Miami. He could go be a backup.
He could probably get starting minutes in Miami if it comes to it.
Yeah. Gordon's not losing time, and Deion Waiters, man, so superstar.
He could go to the Knicks and start because the Knicks need everything.
Yeah, but if he went to New York, he's in the perfect situation. Why leave? Both of those guys in perfect situations.
If you won multiple championships and you in your 30s and you may not get another great contract, don't you want to go get paid?
No.
I know winning is great, but a few more million dollars for a few more extra seasons is probably greater for me at this point.
If I can stay where I'm at for the next 6 years and win championships and or take the $15 million, I'll stay in Golden State. I mean, dude, think about the money you'll make being in Golden State anyway. I mean, you'll make extra money. It's not like they ain't going to give you bonuses or whatever.
You get a little bonus, but it's nothing like $10 more million.
I'm just saying. I'll take that chip.
I got two of them rings. I'm good. I need $10 more million this year, please.
Yeah, I don't think he leaves. All right, let's go into Lance or LeVar. Are they like LeVar or Lance?
Hey, let me tell you this right now. I have the utmost confidence in what my boy is doing. I'm going to tell you right now, he better than Steph Curry to me. Here, put Steph Curry on UCLA's team right now and put my boy on Golden State and watch what happens.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you double down on it right there.
I double down on it again. And like I said, if I don't know what my boy is about, I'm not going to make that statement. Steph going to have problems trying to guard my boy. And let's see, play one-on-one. I think all three of my boys will be in an all-star game one day. On the fact that they didn't all of a sudden get good. They've been from babies being better and better and better. And when they get to that top level, they're just going to turn it up even more.
What?
This will probably be like Michael Jordan coming back to play in the NBA or something like that, or somebody coming out of retirement and playing. I know the atmosphere is going to be crazy.
Say what? All right. I've got a couple. First, KD says Kyrie has more skills than Iverson.
That's a LeVar statement because it's a bold, brash statement from KD. And KD respects Kyrie. They played on the Olympic team together. So he knows Kyrie's work. He didn't need to play against Iverson.
And he just played a whole finals against him this year. So, I mean, he kind of saw for himself what Kyrie can do in the flesh. But still, that wasn't – I don't agree with KD on that.
How about the commercial, though, that Alonzo got out with Foot Locker right now?
I like that commercial,
man. See, that's why I told y'all 2 weeks ago Alonzo is going to be the face of this league.
I ain't going that far yet.
Come on, man.
I'm not going that far.
I'm going to double down. I know what my boy's about.
And I like Lonzo, too. I think he's going to be
I love the video for what he said. You know, my father standing up and cussing out the coach for not giving me enough touches and all that. But then Tatum and them fishing. I think, really? That's all you got to say? Him and Monk? Fox.
That's De'Aaron Fox. Yeah, De'Aaron.
No, the video was great. I mean, I think that's great. It's showing some humility. It's showing that, you know,
he can poke fun at himself.
Right.
Well, he knows what's going on.
So, you know, I tend to like him a little. I like him. I've never disliked Lonzo Ball. It's more his father. But
and this might be another strategic, shrewd move by his father. Yep. Like, don't jump on my boy. Jump on me. I'm going to take all the heat. Right. I want y'all to love my boy.
Right. Going to the next one I have is Rasheed Wallace saying the 0-4 Pistons will beat the Warriors. I'm going to let you start with this one because this is your team.
That's neither Lance or LeVar. He is 100% correct. I'm going with the 0-4 Pistons over Golden State in a series 4-2. We win that series 4-2. We win that game in six. We win that series in six.
Okay,
yes,
what do you think?
Yes, sir.
I think we should put him on the list for – Lance.
Three words.
Like this.
Three words. Hack a Ben. Ben Wallace couldn't shoot a free throw to save his damn life. If you started getting rebounded and dominated by Ben Wallace, you know what you do? You send that ass to the free throw line, and you go 6 or 7 possessions. He's only hit 2 out of 12, 3 out of 14 free throws. You got to take his ass off the floor. And when that happens, they make it rain. They're going to be spilling on the Pistons like they spilled on the Cavaliers for those 5 games.
The one thing I would say about this is I agree with you to a point. I think they will push them around. I think it might go 6, but I think the Warriors just too deep. And the problem with your 0-4 team, that's not even the team I was thinking about that would give them trouble. It would be the 88.
Give me Zeke.
Oh, the bad boys.
Yeah, the bad boys.
The bad boys would be the same.
Oh, gosh.
The only thing about the 0-4 team, besides Richard Hamilton, where you getting, and Chauncey, where are you getting scoring from? I mean, you got two.
Now, Tayshaun would be able to defend KD and get points because Tayshaun was he was the best defender in the league at that time.
We give it to Sheed in the post a few times.
But Sheed would run out of gas. You know, Sheed give you 30, 35, but after chasing Draymond around, battling with Pachulia, you know he would get switched over to KD. Who wants to guard KD? Ben Wallace would be neutralized. Tristan Thompson is pretty much Ben Wallace. Not as good a rebounder.
Tristan's not as good defensively.
But Ben Wallace, you know he has that fatal flaw. You could neutralize Ben Wallace and you can get Ben Wallace out of the game. I could have McGee, Pachulia, David West, everybody on their bench come in and foul you.
We had a stretch. We had another stretch four off the bench. Mehmet Okor.
But y'all traded him. Oh, yeah.
Okor you had, right?
We had Corliss Williamson off the bench. We had.
I mean, y'all had some.
He was already like 40.
But at the end of the day, Detroit is not going to score enough points.
I just don't think y'all had that Pistons team didn't have enough.
They did not have enough scoring.
They were great. They were good.
Really good team. But man, they went back to back finals. Almost won 2 in a row too. Yeah. They were a really good team.
Oh, that game 7 in San Antonio.
Golden State.
That was on my birthday. They lost.
Would have been spilling all over.
They lost game 7 on my birthday.
I love the confidence of Rashid, though. I give him that.
Absolutely.
You know, it's all good.
It sounded good when he said it, but then you're getting the realization.
Rip originally said it a couple months ago. Rip was the first one who said it a couple months back. And then Rick piggybacked off Rashid recently. But did you see the video of Michael Rapaport and Rashid?
They were going back and forth.
I heard.
No, cursing out LeBron, talking mess about LeBron.
Yeah.
Michael Rapaport, I mean, he's been hating on LeBron for a few years, though.
Well, he's a Nick guy.
He's a Nick guy. So, he said LeBron ruined the NBA. Oh, you got to see this video, man. You got to see it.
I don't think LeBron's ruined the NBA. I think the NBA's let it go this way. Mm-hmm. Some other NBA news, then we'll get to the finals. And we'll talk about LeBron some more. Jerry West has joined the Clippers as a consultant after helping build the Warriors. Will he build the Clippers?
No. Hell no. This is the Clippers we're talking about here. The Clippers. They ain't going to get nothing.
Yes, he will.
I think he will
build them into the banana boat team.
Let's not sleep. let's not sleep on... History tells us not to sleep on the genius of Jerry West. Man.
No, I agree, but I think it's going to be 5 years down the road.
Maybe.
Before you build them into it. Because you don't have to start over. And, I mean, do we all not agree you got to start over in L.A. land?
They are in such a bad spot. If you don't sign the players that you need to sign, y'all going to suck. If you do sign these players, hey, y'all might win 50-55 regular season games, but you're going to be ousted more than likely in the first round or the second round of the playoffs.
I don't
know what to do. I do not know what the answer is for the Clippers. I do not envy that job position right now.
Do you bring in the banana boat team?
If you can get LeBron to come over,
you
can keep Blake Griffin, you keep Chris Paul, and you keep all these pieces, go for it.
Do you know how well respected Jerry West is in the NBA?
Yeah,
I mean, man. I mean, after the game, Kevin Durant, after his mother, that's the second person he went to.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves Jerry West. I mean, first of all, he is the NBA logo. All right. But he's built winners everywhere. Lakers, Golden State, everywhere he's been, he's built a winner. I think he can do it, but I don't know. I think he's going to have to blow his team up, though. I mean, because DeAndre Jordan and Chris Paul don't get along. By the way, if Chris Paul went to San Antonio, do you really think him and L.A. is going to get along?
It would be a little better for LA. They still ain't going to beat the Warriors.
LA is not nearly is not as good as DeAndre Jordan right now.
It would be black. It would be like New Orleans again when David West and Chris Paul were together, pick and pop.
Yeah, all right.
Or like it would look like Utah, Stockton and Malone.
Okay,
but they would have Kawhi Leonard too. So,
but going to the Clippers, what you think? Do they rebuild this whole thing with Jerry West?
I think they sign all these players to contracts, but they give themselves team options somewhere in the middle of the contract after second year, after third year. As we know, Blake Griffin gets hurt every freaking year. Chris Paul seems to get hurt every freaking year. If they could ever be healthy together and playing good ball at the same time in the playoffs, maybe they could do something. But history has shown us that it's more than likely not going to happen. But they got to pay these guys because you have to bring in money.
Yeah.
You can't just go from a 55-win team to be a bum team.
Especially in LA.
And, yeah. And the Lakers suck, too. Can we really afford to have both LA teams suck?
No. They won't suck because Ballmer's not going to let them suck, I think. He'll pay whatever he's got to pay to bring people in. Now, where they win, I don't know. But who in the heck you'll bring in?
Exactly.
Carmelo?
Do you want Carmelo at this point in his career? Carmelo is not the player he was four seasons ago. He hasn't played over 50 games in a season. He's had knee issues. He's got all this off-the-court stuff going on with him. I don't know if you want all that distraction that's coming with Carmelo Anthony right now. It's a lot of baggage coming with Carmelo Anthony. I would avoid Carmelo Anthony. If I'm the Clippers, I would see if I could get Paul George. Can I get Paul George into the fold?
Even if you get Paul George, is that a bit – I mean,
it's still not enough, but it's better than what they had.
If you look for the next 5 years, there's only two teams I could even think about would go against the Warriors if, and this is a big if they add pieces.
They have to add.
Timberwolves because of Wiggins and Towns and LaVine, and they added the – point guard
from Providence.
Chris Dunn.
Chris Dunn. Yeah.
And if they can get somebody like a LeBron or somebody that would go to Minnesota, the Carmelo or somebody, or Nut Pelicans, you know, Anthony Davis and Boogie.
People need to try to get down to New Orleans, man.
If you add pieces around them, yes. But, dude, there's no other team in this league that is going to come close the next 5 years. Because look at the stars coming out. Do you really see an impact guy coming out that is going to change the landscape? I don't.
Young players don't win in the NBA anyway. It takes young players a few seasons to get LeBron. Adjusted. LeBron only won 20, 30 games his rookie season.
But second year they started going.
But how many LeBron James are coming out?
That's the other thing. That's what I'm asking you guys.
Took Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook five seasons before they started putting together.
Philadelphia, we talked about the Sixers. If they can stay healthy and live up to their talent, but I trust Minnesota more than I do Philly right now.
It's tough, man. It's Golden State's world.
That's the NBA we're living in right now.
Do y'all
man.
See any other teams that besides Timberwolves and Pelicans that could build some pieces and be a better?
Maybe
to challenge.
Maybe
Golden
for
State?
The next 2 years, it depends on what Cleveland does. That's the only team that has a chance, and they have to add a big time piece. It can't be role players. They have to add a stud.
But to get a stud, you got to get rid of Kevin Love.
They're going to have to give up something. Or Tristan Thompson, or if somebody will take J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert off your hands. Because those two together make $25 million.
And that's the problem in this league, all right, is you look at this league, there's one team and nobody else that's going to be close. Not unless you put a super team together with LeBron, and you still ain't got a chance with Carmelo and the banana boat guys.
D-Wade is just getting his money. He already said he was opting back into Chicago for $27 million. Like, of course you're
really
opting back in. Why are you going to opt out to $27 million at this point in your career?
The only other team that if they added a veteran, Phoenix Suns maybe, if they added some veteran guys. But, dude, even then.
They are so far away still. Yeah. They got so many young players.
I can't think of another. It's sad. I can't think of another team in this league.
There is
the
not.
Wizards.
Wizards are close. Yeah. They need a stud. They need one more stud. They need an inside score. Paul Millsap should go there.
I don't like that one.
That's
because
thought,
he's not tough enough.
That's why I wish Durant would have went. I know he didn't want to go home, but if Durant would have went to Washington.
He didn't want to go play with John Wall. John Wall's a ball dominant guard.
By the way,
because he just came from one too.
Yeah.
Exactly. If I was going to do a 3-on-3 team, John Wall is my leading point guard because he plays more street.
Of course,
ball.
My 3-on-3 was obvious. Braun, KD, Kawhi. I said, give me those three guys. And I said, and like, good luck.
Nah, you give me John Wall. John Wall would be one. Anthony Davis would be another. And I need a three-point. Devin Booker.
But if we had like a street ball tournament, I would get Skip to my Lou.
Yep.
The professor and Sick with it, because Sick with it can stretch. I know the man can still shoot the jump shot. He used to be out there from like 40 feet. Sick with it.
We were talking about the finals, and it is the most watched since 1998, despite finals only going 5 games. Saying that, is a super team good for the league?
The league is used to super teams and teams winning 3-4 in a row. So I think it's fine.
It's different. Dynasties need to be tested. There was no testing this Warriors team this
season. The Lakers weren't tested when they won their 3 in a row in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
besides San Antonio, but in the finals, they were never tested.
They were tested, though, in the semi. They were at least tested in the Western Conference finals. I mean, the Warriors weren't even tested.
True that. True that.
I'm just saying.
And the whole playoffs.
It's not going to get better, is my point.
They won. So they won every game.
The rating's good this year, but think if the Warriors go 16-0 next year, 15-1, people is going to be like, really?
Like, the Warriors are going to win 75 games next season.
I can see it. I'll say 70. I don't know. They might win 70. I ain't going to say no. They might.
Because they're going to be coming off this championship high. They got another year under their belt. They're going to be spilling all over teams again, just pouring the champagne.
Everybody says the NBA had a great postseason and because the ratings were so high. But dude, it was high for certain games, but I don't see these dynasty being great for the NBA unless a second dynasty comes up to help. I mean, San Antonio, Cleveland, somebody's got to go against this team.
Like LeBron James got that Conor McGregor tag on him. They believe just because he's so great, he can come back. He can do it.
Well, he did win one.
He got one.
At least he got one.
But he was overwhelmed. He did lose on his home floor this time.
Average a triple-double.
He did. First player in NBA history to average a triple-double in the finals.
Well, talking about the finals.
Steph almost averaged one.
LeBron, he's 3-5 now in the finals. All right. To me, that's still a black eye. And it's going to be the more you lose. I don't care what anybody says. He averaged a triple-double, but look at the games he struggled. Once again, let's start taking jump shots. Let's not drive to the basket. And I know you're tired. He's got to have another piece, which other teams didn't have to do that.
Like we were talking pre-show, where is LeBron's spot on the court? Where is your best spot on the court? Where can you go? Where do you trust yourself to go to get a bucket when your team needs it most? And as we discussed, we don't think he has one.
Nope. No.
If Michael or Kobe needed a bucket, they would go to the elbow at the free throw line, and either they were shooting the fadeaway over the defender or they were getting to the rim. Where does LeBron go when his team needs a bucket? Is he out at the top of the key trying to facilitate, trying to think the game? Instead of being super aggressive and saying, okay, it's my time. I'm going to my spot. I'm about to go take over. I'm getting any points I want to.
When he backs down to the basket and he's near the top of the key, there's no stopping him because he's such a great passer. Yep. He can go to the rim. But when he's standing straight head forward, you know what he's going to do. He's going to shoot a three. He's going to try to drive.
Because he's not shifty. He's not a shifty player. Right. He doesn't.
And there's no
power.
There's no movement on offense because they all stand around, which is sad. And I'm so tired of him losing in the finals. I am sick of it.
This is
why I get so mad at LeBron every single year, because it's a would have, could have situation where you had a chance to do it and you change your game plan. Mm-hmm. Or your coach lets you change the game plan. Come on, man. At some point, you either got to get it or you'll just be like it. There's no way you're Jordan. You are one of the greatest players to ever play basketball. You're the greatest player of this generation. You're the best player today, but boy, they start to creep up.
And I hated the game for him playing from Ty Lue. Why were you continuously single covering Kevin Durant? He was killing you. Get the ball out of his hands. Richard Jefferson cannot guard Kevin Durant one-on-one. Iman Shumpert can't guard him one-on-one.
Game four, they started trapping him a little bit, and he had a little bit of trouble. And why in the hell are you leaving Klay Thompson wide open? Klay Thompson, Steph Curry should never be wide open.
Now, leaving Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala open, okay, if they beat you, that it is what it is. Don't leave Klay Thompson open.
As good as
stop letting Kevin Durant play one-on-one.
As good as Iggy is, I always cringe when I see him pulling up for a jumper. It's like, ugh.
He's got a good chance to miss.
You know it's going to be off.
If he's shooting a three, he's missing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'll live with that. What Klay Thompson doing wide open?
Yeah. If Draymond Green shoots 15 three-pointers and he hits 10 of them, live with it.
I didn't realize J.R. Smith so bad on defense because I'm watching him. He's out of position every single play on defense. This series,
he needs to come back off the bench so his defensive flaws and his streakiness won't be exposed.
Yeah, that's where you need to make a change. I will put Deontay Jones in for a game because at least he brings you toughness on defense that you need against this team.
No one ever puts in Deontay Jones though.
I would put him in for a game. I put him in for a couple of series. Like somebody a blow.
You got to question Ty Lue. You have to look at Ty Lue, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what cards Cleveland pulls.
Do y'all have anything else for the finals you want to talk about? I mean, the Warriors play better. I mean, they're the better team. They play better.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Last year on July 4th when Kevin Durant said he was going to the Warriors, this season was written.
We knew what was going to happen.
Already written.
We all knew what was going to happen.
I went against you because I didn't think you had the depth inside, but nobody really pressed you.
Nobody so pressed him. And JaVale McGee. My dog.
JaVale McGee
is a champion. You call him champion.
Zaza Pachulia.
You call Zaza Pachulia champion.
By the way, dirtiest player in the league, one of the dirtiest players in the league. Zaza should have been suspended for hitting somebody in the nuts.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing, I might be the only person in Charlotte that don't like him. Steph Curry, stop it. With 40 seconds left, inbounds the ball. Celebrating already. Come on, man.
That's what you
do. That's baloney. That is bull crap.
He's had two not so great finals.
Yeah. I know, but he still. Awesome finals. He does this all the time. If it was LeBron that did this, he'd be crucified. If it was, let me think of another player, Carmelo Anthony that did that, he would be crucified.
Because we love Steph Curry.
Right. But we love Steph Curry, because he shoots finals three.
The kids love Steph Curry.
But he can do that, but the other players can't.
LeBron would be crucified.
How about it was like,
LeBron would be crucified. They were up
12 or whatever, and it's like 30 seconds left in the game. It was still like 10, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Steph Curry dribbles towards the baseline and throws up a fadeaway. And almost went in.
Yeah.
I have gone from really liking Steph to him being my most hated player in the NBA. I think I like Captain Merlin more. I like Steph Curry.
That's just Steph's ego, man. Like,
I mean, come on, dude.
He's the best front runner in the league. He gets a lead on you. They start spilling on you. They're going to clown on you.
But you're
you
know that
he starts dancing. He's shaking.
He's shimmying. He's throwing up shots. He's running up the court. They are the best front-running team in the league.
The mouthpiece hanging.
By the way, that is the most disgusting thing in sports. You and that mouthpiece. I know it's
something else.
Yeah, I know. You think the Nadal's butt cringe.
Ooh.
Or the soccer coach, German soccer coach.
He's pretty nasty, too. The booger picker, Anita.
All right. So, saying that, what changes do the Cavs need to make this offseason? Should they trade Kevin Love?
I mean, you know what? Even if they trade Kevin Love, I don't think it'll help because what the Cavs need to beat Golden State is a big four instead of a big three. A big three for LeBron is not enough to beat them.
Here's what I would do. I would call New Orleans and say, here, I'll trade you Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love to get Anthony Davis and Boogie. That's the only way they won't compete.
No, not both of them.
Yeah, you got to get both.
I would never. If I'm New Orleans, I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing that.
Got to get both. There's no way you won't compete. I don't think there's anybody else.
But I'm just saying on New Orleans side, they're not going to do that.
No, New Orleans ain't going to do it. But can you I can't think of any players you can add to Cleveland to put him over past.
If you could keep
State.
Everybody and add Paul George, then you would have a chance.
Then you—that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying.
But that is so tricky to do.
Yeah,
that is so tricky to do.
But small George,
because you need Love George. And George.
But Paul George is small.
He's 6'7", 6'8". I don't score from everywhere.
I'm thinking somebody like Anthony Davis can guard KD.
Is AD going to be healthy by the time the finals get here, though?
Yeah.
That's the only question about AD.
And will Boogie not be suspended or something?
Which we know he'll be.
But dude,
and I don't trust Boogie, as great as he is. I don't trust him in a finals.
I trust him with LeBron atmosphere. Against Golden State. I trust him.
I've seen Paul George in Eastern Conference Finals have some of the best games a player could have just come up short against a better team.
So you think if they add Paul George, they have a chance?
They do. If they could get Carmelo Anthony for dirt cheap. Yeah. But Melo in his state, I just don't think is enough for them.
Because they're going to have to keep Love. If they get anybody like a Melo or Paul, you got to keep Love, too.
You have to.
Because
Tristan Thompson disappeared in the finals. You're going to go into the finals again without a big that can score?
And no one's taking on Tristan Thompson now after what they just saw in the finals. He got out-rebounded in that series by Steph Curry. By about 21 rebounds.
Steph Curry had more offensive rebounds in the series than Tristan Thompson had.
Yeah,
that's inexcusable. Tristan Thompson, when your only job is to rebound.
That's very true.
That's it. You have one job, rebound.
One job.
And Steph Curry out-rebounded you for that series.
Steph Curry was in there crashing the glass, snatching boards.
He averaged 8 rebounds in that series.
Yeah.
I saw it a couple times. He was over the head of Tristan Thompson. Give me this.
He had a triple-double in one game and averaged, 26?
One of the few players that has a triple-double in a finals game.
26, 8, and 7 was his averages.
Way to go, Steph Curry. Way to go, Steph Curry.
LeBron, hey, congrats.
And that was the second best. And that was the second best player on the team. With those averages.
All right, looking at the 2017 mock draft, they got Fultz going 1. Mm-hmm. There's a mock draft, Josh Jackson's going 2.
Yeah, the Lakers have barked out Josh Jackson twice. They're bringing Lonzo back too.
They're bringing Lonzo back.
They like Josh's defense, his athleticism, and his work ethic. I just don't know if he's the guy that screams LA. At the end of the day, I feel like they'll still take Lonzo.
I've got a better option for Lonzo. Phoenix.
Yeah.
Him and Devin Booker? Come on, man.
That would be fun.
That would be a great backcourt in 5 years.
Good, and that's fine. So bring a trade Bledsoe to Detroit. We'll take them. We'll take them.
Right now, the top 10 is Boston, Fultz, Lakers, Josh Jackson, Philly, Jason Tatum, another Duke player, Phoenix, Lonzo, Sacramento, De'Aaron Fox, Orlando, Jonathan Isaac, Minnesota Timberwolves, Dan Smith from State.
Another point guard.
Yeah. The Knicks, Malik Monk. Dallas, Frank, the France kid.
I like the kid from France.
I hope he falls to us at 11.
Sacramento, Zach Collins, and, of course, the Hornets, Lauri Markkanen. And, of course, Detroit has got Luke Kennard.
He's from Ohio.
Yeah, on Detroit's radar, too, has been the kid from Louisville. Donovan, what's the name?
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell. He's been on our radar, too.
I don't know who mock draft that is, but 2 through 6, I don't agree with. I do like Markelle Fultz at 1. I think Boston go ahead and they'll take Markelle Fultz because of the uncertainty of what they're going to do with Isaiah Thomas. But I can't see the Lakers passing on Lonzo Ball.
I don't see it either.
And then who has the third pick again? Phoenix? It's Philly. Philly needs a 2 guard. Why are they going? Jason Tatum makes sense.
Who you'll get at 2? Fox?
They could take a Malik Monk as a 2 guard or someone who could shoot the ball, fill it up. But Jason Tatum, I would take Jason Tatum. 6'8" score. I would take Jason Tatum.
To me, Jason Tatum is the best player in this draft.
And at 4, Phoenix big man makes sense for me in Phoenix to help out Chris.
Well, they got Jonathan Isaac they could go get.
Or Josh Jackson makes sense for me. Mm-hmm. Devin Booker, if you keep Eric Bledsoe, you got a nice little young rotation.
Phoenix is going to be all right, man.
What if Charlotte picks Justin Jackson?
Who is Justin Jackson?
From Carolina, the 6'8".
I wouldn't be mad at that. He just needs work, man. He's more of a second-round pick because I don't think he has the strength to really contribute this year. He's so slim. He's slim, and he's not Kevin Durant.
If you're going to be that slim, you better be Kevin Durant. Some type of Kevin Durant attributes.
Let's trade up and get Malik Monk.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Take Monk, play him at the two. I've
heard a lot of good things about that guard from France. They said he's said he can handle, big kid, sneaky athlete.
6'5", 190.
So, and we need a two guard, someone who's not scared to shoot, someone who thinks shoot when they get a shot and not pass at the shooting guard position, Nicholas Batum.
All right, let's go into Sunshine's Players of the Week. Yeah. All right, you want me to start? Anybody else? Yeah.
I can start. Yeah. You want to start?
I'll start. I mean, Kevin Durant.
Finals MVP.
35 a game. 50% from the field.
Kevin Durant will be a free agent because he's going to opt out of his contract to sign back for way more money.
Yeah, he ain't going
to. I mean, that's it. Simple for me.
I got this week. Rafael Nadal, his Open title.
You don't give him a sunshine?
Yeah, he's the only man. He has the most wins at one single tournament, more than any other tennis player. He was tied at 9 with, what's her name? Martina Navratilova. He holds that record alone. 79-2 career record at the French Open. He's 20-0 in the semifinal and final rounds. This man dominates. He spent 12 hours on the court for the whole tournament. Made 2.1 million euro for winning. But wow. That dude is the nastiest piece of crap out there. This man, every time you see him after he wins a point, he digging in his butt. He pulling his damn drawers out of his butt crack. He is dirty as hell, man. You better go check out your hygienical antics, your cleaning habits or something. Get that right. Stop digging in your ass every damn tournament, fool.
Probably got them dirty fingernails afterwards.
And then want to put your hands around the kids after the match. Like, because you won. Like, get your shit hand off me. That's the shit hand. I can smell it from here. You didn't wipe good when you left the toilet.
He's worse than that German coach.
That swamp ass.
Man.
Do you have any others? Is that it?
But way to go, Rafa.
Way to give him a great award and then crap on him.
Itchy.
Yeah. I got Kyrie Irving scoring 40 in game 4. I'm telling you, when he scored, there's nobody plays like Kyrie. Cavs scoring 49 in the first quarter, game 4. It's a finals record. Scooter Gannett of the Reds going 5-for-5 with 4 homers. First player to do it since 2012. Yankees Aaron Judge and Reds Scooter Gannett named AL/NL Players of the Week. Sidney Crosby wins the Conn Smythe Trophy for playoff MVP. First back-to-back winner since Mario Lemieux.
Back-to-back titles. Yeah. Oh, Yankees, they had 5 straight games of 8-plus runs. The first time since 1956 that has been done by a baseball team.
Stop being a homer.
I can't help it. I love the Yankees.
Kenley Jansen gets 200 career save for the Dodgers. It stands the record with 43rd strikeout. Without a walk, longest season opening streak in history. See, I don't talk about my team all the time. I'm just kidding. Penguins on winning back-to-back NHL Stanley Cups. Max Schwarzer from the Nationals gets his 2,000th career strikeout in his 287th game, tying Nolan Ryan for third fastest. The only one that's got faster is Kershaw. Corey Seager crushes Grand Slam in the 8th to come back and beat the Reds. Dodgers' Cody Bellinger homers twice in 17th game. No, his 17th homer in 45 games. He has 4 multi-homer games in his first 45 games, fastest in history of baseball. Twins' Eddie Rosario homers 3 times in game Tuesday. Twins score 20 runs and rack up 28 hits. Second most in Major League Baseball history this century, the Twins. Or scoring some runs.
Minnesota. Yeah. The AL Central and the NL Central are wide open. No team is trying to win those divisions.
The Twins select Royce Lewis, shortstop in Major League Draft with the number one pick. And LeBron for being the first player ever to average a triple-double in the playoffs. Oh, I
forgot about
and
that.
And there was a kid drafted out of North Carolina, third overall.
He's from Wrightville. He hometown of Too Legit. He was drafted third to the San Diego Padres. Man.
First high school kid in North Carolina to be drafted that high in the major league.
Ever.
Man. Dude must be out there. He balling for real. Go ahead and get me a deal.
Yeah, until he learns he's got to play for the Padres.
Hey, I wouldn't mind living in San Diego.
I would live in San Diego.
I could play for the Padres. You going to pay me well to live in San Diego? Mm-hmm. They might win.
He congrats being a minor league for the next 3 years.
Hey, I don't know where San Diego's minor league team. It's got to be somewhere warm. They ain't gonna send you.
It's in the country.
They ain't gonna send you to Minnetonka.
It's, it's Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh God! Don't send me there.
That's where your team is. All right, that's it for this segment. Come back when we wrap up the show. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.